Welcome to our how-to podcast. I am Stacey Newton, the Head of Clinical Pathology at Nationwide Laboratories, and today I will be talking about cytological examination of urine and kidney. Urine cytology. Cytological examination of urine sediment is indicated in the investigation of suspected neoplasia. It may also be helpful in investigating urinary tract infections. Air-dried smears made of concentrated sediment should be prepared as soon as possible after collection. This can be prepared using a centrifuge or preparing a concentrated area on the slide using a two-slide technique. This involves placing the end of one slide into the sample drop on another slide, allowing the sample to spread along the end edge, and then the second slide is pushed gently away, similar to a blood smear technique. A concentrated line of cells is usually formed at the end of the first slide. This is then allowed to air dry. Submission of urine samples in EDTA can also be sent. Formalin added to a urine sample is not usually required. Definitive diagnosis of neoplasia is often not achieved by examination of the urine sediment due to poor cell exfoliation of these types of tumors into the urine. Direct sampling may be more rewarding. An increased yield of epithelial cells from a suspected mass in the bladder or urethra can be obtained by a traumatic catheterization. Traumatic catheterization. This is most useful with masses in the urethra or bladder trigone. A urinary catheter is introduced to the level of the mass, determined by imaging or palpation. The bladder emptied and suction applied using a 10 ml syringe. The catheter is withdrawn 4 to 6 centimeters and the vacuum is released. The tip of the catheter often contains tissue fragments, which can be fixed for histology. Alternatively, air-dried smears are made from the material collected at the tip of the catheter using a squash prep technique and submitted for cytological examination. Material collected by this method may only be representative of the most superficial layers of epithelial cells and may not represent the underlying pathology. Direct FNA. Ultrasound-guided transabdominal FNAs using a 22 to 23 gauge needle are suitable for investigation of bladder masses. Tumor implantation along the needle tract following FNA has been reported, Nyland 2002, but appears to be a rare complication. However, there is some concern that when tumor implantation does occur by this method, the seeded foci are less amenable to therapy. Ultrasound gel can obscure cellular detail and should be removed from the site of needle insertion. Kidney. Cytological examination is often limited by poor cellular exfoliation and cellular disruption. However, FNA often provides a diagnosis in patients with renal lymphoma. Multiple aspirates, at least 4, have been reported to improve the chance of obtaining a diagnostic sample. Post-aspiration hemorrhage is the major reported complication, and a coagulation screen prior to sampling should be considered. Indications include renomegaly caused by diffuse enlargement, localized mass, or fluid accumulation. Contraindications including any bleeding disorder, distended loops of bowel, or a patient disposition preventing adequate restraint during sampling. Equipment needed, 23 to 25 gauge, 1 to 1.5 inch needle, with a 5 to 10 ml syringe attached and clean glass slides. Method. Ultrasound guided aspiration is preferred and allows sampling from localized lesions. If ultrasonography is not available, then a blind aspiration technique may be considered for cats and sometimes dogs when the kidney can be immobilized against the abdominal wall. If the changes are diffuse, then sampling from the caudal pole of the left kidney is recommended. Sedation or anesthesia may be required for adequate restraint to prevent sudden movement during aspiration. Protocol. Clip and aseptically prepare the site over which the kidney is to be positioned. Place the patient in lateral recumbency and manually immobilize the kidney against the body wall. Insert the needle with syringe attached through the body wall into the kidney. If the lesion is focal, then direct the needle into it. If the kidney is diffusely enlarged, then direct the needle into the cortex. Avoid the hilar region containing the renal artery and vein. Apply negative pressure while the syringes move back and forth about 1 centimeter several times. If blood is aspirated, the procedure should be stopped. Release negative pressure before the needle is withdrawn. Detach the syringe and fill with air. Reattach an expressed material onto a glass slide. Smear the material gently using another slide and rapidly air dry. If possible, prepare several smears. If fluid is aspirated, then place in an EDTA tube and make both direct smears and smears of sediment after fluid centrifugation, or concentration technique described above for urine cytology. Preparation of a squash smear. Place a drop of material towards one end of one slide. Place the second slide over the right angles to the slide to make a cross. Gently push the top slide towards the other end of the first slide so the material spreads along the slide and then lift off. Care to avoid any direct pressure which may result in cell damage. The top slide may also be gently pulled off the bottom slide directly, though this often leaves material at the edge of the slide. Note, both slides can be submitted as cellular material, should be on both.